This is Mark Dunley, and we're talking with Reverend Richard Witt of the Rural Migrant Ministries. Seems like the entire time I've known Richard, which seems like at least 20 years or so, he has been working to try to help get New York State to adopt legislation to provide basic labor and human rights to farm workers. Every year we think this is it. Hopefully this is the year. But Reverend, why don't you just give us a brief overview about both what the Rural Migrant Ministry is and why this is an important issue?
Sure. Rural Migrant Ministry is a statewide nonprofit organization that's affiliated with 13 faith bodies representing over a million people across the state of New York. And since the 1990s, we have been standing with the farm workers of New York State at their request to work to change New York's labor laws to include farm workers, because going all the way back to the 1930s, New York's farm workers have been excluded or exempted from many of the basic rights afforded most other New Yorkers.
Yeah, and I believe also this is somewhat true of some of the federal legislation, you know, the New Deal and the minimum wage, that, you know, professions or jobs where a lot of people of color were involved, like I think initially, you know, maids and house servants and farm workers, were not provided the same type of protection that the, you know, the white workers were provided.
That's correct. And in fact, back in the time of the New Deal, when President Roosevelt was trying to institute protections, improve working conditions, he wanted to pass a number of laws, and Southern Dixiecrats said to him, "You need our votes, but we're not going to give you our votes if you include farm workers and domestic workers, because we will not have black workers treated the same as white workers." And you can actually find record of that in the congressional record.
So what are some of the things that this particular bill would do to help farm workers?
This is a very simple bill in its approach. It basically would go through New York labor laws, and where there are rights afforded laborers, and in law it says except farm workers, it would remove the except farm workers. So, for example, all workers are entitled to a day of rest except farm workers. It would remove that except farm workers.
And so what are some of the prospects in this, you know, session? Obviously, one of the barriers has been that for many years the Republicans controlled the Senate. That's obviously not the case this year with the Democrats. But the Farm Bureau has always been a powerful opponent, and they're still around. So are you a little bit more optimistic this year?
We are always hopeful. You know, our overall goal is to improve the agricultural system within New York to ensure the well-being of farm workers and farmers. It's difficult to work toward that strengthening of the system when you have a group of people that are marginalized and treated as second class. So the Democrats in the New York State Senate have long said that they believed in the equality of all workers, and that if they gained control of the Senate, that they would pass the Farm Worker Fair Labor Practices Act. So we are hopeful that they will remain true to their word, and that we can all get on to strengthening New York's agriculture for all of us.
Now, how has some of the, you know, labor unions been on this? I know from my own experience working as an anti-poverty organizer that a lot of times the lowest income workers were not always really championed as strongly as one might hope from the labor movement, probably because they weren't represented by organized labor. But certainly over the years, there's been more efforts to organize, you know, farm workers into unions. How has that played out with labor and their support?
The New York State AFL has been front and center in calling for the passage of this legislation through their president, Mario Cilento. They have made it clear repeatedly that this is important to them, and Mario specifically has made the point that these are fellow brothers and sisters, human beings, and that the AFL is committed to their well-being, whether they are members of the AFL or not.
Now, you mentioned the issue that you are working to try to improve the, you know, economic situation of not just farm workers, but farmers, but, you know, certainly the farmers that, you know, that I encounter that end up opposing the bill, that's usually, yeah, we understand they need a higher wage, but, you know, we're the ones that really get the lowest wages, and unfortunately, in our economic system, we're not really reimbursed enough to grow food, and therefore it's hard for us to pay, you know, our workers a living wage when in reality we don't make a living wage. You know, is that one of the issues that get raised at the state capitol?
You know, if you divide the whole agricultural system up and see it as a pie, the farm workers get the small slice and the farmers don't get that much a bigger slice. So it really is an issue that has to do with our whole food system. That being said, we can't justify an unjust system on the backs of a particular group of people. And at this point, those backs are historical backs of people of color. And that needs to change. The farm workers need to have a chance to live more fully. And while the farmers are getting a small piece of the pie and face many issues, the attempts by the Farm Bureau to make this an issue, pitting farmers against farm workers, especially small family farmers against farm workers, is the wrong direction. Let's agree that everybody needs to be treated equally and with dignity, and find other ways to improve this system rather than saying we can't afford to have a just system, and we therefore can't afford to treat these men, women, and children who are farm workers with dignity and respect.
So we have about 2 minutes left. So how does this progress through the rest of the state legislature? Is it done part of the budget or outside of the budget? And if people want to, you know, talk to their legislators about this issue, how best can they convey their concerns?
Well, we need to make sure that the members of the New York State Assembly and the New York State Senate hear from constituents urging them to pass the Assembly bill, which is Bill number 2750, and the Senate bill, which is Bill number 2837, same bill, known as the Farm Worker Fair Labor Practices Act. Folks need to reach out to their legislators and tell them that they want a state that honors the dignity of all.
So if people want more information, I'm sure Rural Migrant Ministries has a website, or there's a particular website for the bill as well?
Sure. It's ruralmigrantministry.org, and that will lead you to this effort, or you can go to the campaign website itself, which is Farm Worker New York. That's FarmWorkersNY.org. FarmWorkersNY.org.
Well, thank you very much, Reverend Witt, for joining us today. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk